This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We, that is Marketplace, is 25 years old this year. And one of the things we're doing to celebrate is a series we're calling 25 for 25.
25 years.
25 things.
Jobs.
Revenue.
The economy.
The American people.
So, 25 things about the economy to mark those 25 years. Today's comes from a listener, Christopher Carl Johansson from Asheville, North Carolina, who asks, what is this I hear about a tenured tea note? How about reviewing from time to time in a brief summary why an invitation to tea is so important, just where this little letter is tenured and how it got tenured? All right, so maybe I don't speak so clearly sometimes, but we had Sabri Benishore explain the 10-year tea note anyway.
A treasury bill or note is another name for a government bond. And when you buy a government bond, you're lending money to Uncle Sam. And to help us explain that, we have Krista Schwartz. She actually used to work in the office that sells treasuries.
I worked at the on the open market desk at the Federal Reserve Bank in New York.
And we have Billy.
Hello, my name's Bill. I'm a treasury bill.
He's a T-bill. Just a treasury bill.
Stop. Just stop. You know what, Sabri? This is demeaning to us both. I'm not doing this.
Are you serious? You're doing this now.
I'm not a prop, okay? I am a representative of the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. When Uncle Sam needs money, I am the IOU he gives to you.
Okay, then. Back to Krista Schwartz. The bills, bonds, and notes she used to handle, the loans to Uncle Sam, these can be for just a few days or a few decades.
The time until it's paid back, that's what you call either a 2-year security or a 10-year security.
If you buy Billy here, he's technically a note, you'll be lending Uncle Sam money for 10 years. And what do you get in return? Well, let's ask Uncle Sam.
Hello, Sabri. Hello, Bob.
It's actually Bill.
Yes, yes, Bernard.
So, Uncle Sam, what do we get for lending you money?
Interest payments, of course. Right now, the going rate is 2%. If you invest $1,000 in 10-year treasuries, I'll give you $20 a year for 10 years.
So I lend you $1,000, I get paid back in 10 years, and I get $20 a year? That's not that much.
Treasury rates are relatively low because they're considered to be very safe.
Let's just sign Billy here.
So a 10-year note like Billy is reliable and has a usually low interest rate. But why is it such a big deal that Kai talks about its price every day?
Bond prices up just a touch.
The answer is that it tells us something about the economy. Sometimes people will really, really want treasury bonds, like if they're worried about the economy and they want to put their money into something really safe. They'll bid the price of Billy and his friends up. And sometimes people won't want treasuries because the economy's great and there's better stuff to buy and they'll dump you, Billy. Your price will fall.
That is rude.
Yeah, but you can tell a lot about where people are putting their money if you watch T-bond prices. Are prices up? Well, people are worried and playing it safe with T-bonds. Are prices down? Well, people are going out into the economy and investing. Which brings us to the second thing that Kai talks about.
The yield on the 10-year T-note. Yield on the 10-year T-note. Yield on the 10-year T-note rose to 2.68%.
The yield is how much someone will make at the end of the day if they buy a treasury like you, Billy, and hang on to it until they're paid back. The yield changes because while the price moves around each day, those payments that Uncle Sam makes...
$20 a year for 10 years.
Those don't change for you. So if your price goes up, it eats into the return. So it makes the yield lower. Or if your price goes down, it makes the return look bigger.
And so prices and yields move in opposite directions.
People should care about it for a couple of reasons.
And who's this?
This is John Elder. He is a professor at Colorado State. I brought him in because you are difficult.
These treasury bonds can also be an indicator of interest rates on loans.
Like car loans or mortgages or maybe credit cards. These are all often related to the yield on a 10-year T-note. Why? Well, because a bank can lend money to me, the consumer, or it can lend it to Uncle Sam.
As the yield on 10-year treasuries go up, you might think that, well, banks would be less willing to lend out. If I could earn, say, 4% on a U.S. treasury, I'd be less willing to make a car loan of similar maturity at less than 4%.
So in a way, Billy competes with our car loans and our student loans and our mortgages. His yield goes up. Well, our interest rates go up. His yield goes down. Well, our rates go down, too, because no loan is safer than a loan to Uncle Sam. So in sum, T-bills, notes, and bonds are loans to Uncle Sam, and their prices and their yields tell us about the economy. Billy, by the way, when were you issued?
Let's see. I was issued 10 years ago today.
Oh, Billy, that means your time is up. Uncle Sam is going to pay you back, and you're going to be
destroyed. Where's Billy?
Oh, my God. I'm getting out of here.
Here's Sammy.
He's crazy.
Okay, well, good luck, Billy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.
10 years to live. He's got 10 years to live. He's a bond with interest to give.